Jai Baba, this is Mehru Peparucha speaking with my father on We Are All Work in Progress.
Baba, okay Mehru, so today the quote is, the day we realize that everything and everybody, including oneself, is work in progress, one begins to be less judgmental and full of oneness. Any idea? Okay, come here. So, the day we realize that everything and everybody, including oneself, is work in progress, what does that mean?
I think it means when everybody, including us, is working continuously. Work in progress.
Yeah, working continuously for what? Okay. See, my understanding is this. From very, very evolved people to people like us, to sinners, to everybody. We all have our strengths and we all have our weaknesses. Okay? Those people who are aware of their strengths, those people who are aware of their weaknesses, will try and better themselves further, right? So let's say a person has a weakness of anger. First thing is to accept the fact that I have weakness of anger, which most of us don't do. We keep blaming everyone. You see, I'm not angry, but this person makes me angry. Okay?
Most of the people don't accept what they are.
Yeah.
Like if you are a very angry person, you're not accepting that you're an angry person.
Yeah, we want to.
We want to see that, you know, we are blaming. We are saying poor me.
We are playing the victim.
Playing,
okay, we don't want. We don't want to accept our flaws, so we blame others for it. That I have not made this mistake. This mistake happened because of XYZ. I am not angry. I am not mean. I am not greedy. It is because of these things that has happened.
Like for example, somebody's painting a very beautiful painting on a canvas.
Mm.
And one of the people who are in the same place are talking to another person. So if one of the people say that you did this and this, the painter will say, no, I made this mistake because those two people are talking behind me.
Yeah.
I got distracted because of them.
Exactly. See, if he was getting distracted, he should have gone and cracked their heads. Right? Said, bugger off from here. If he has decided to continue his painting, then he should take onus of the fact that he allowed others to distract him.
Okay. It's not just others who are trying to distract him.
It doesn't matter. Sweetheart, it doesn't matter. When I get angry at somebody, no matter how wrong that individual is, the moment I lose my centeredness, then I have done something which is worse. Okay?
You had mentioned that in one of your quotes before.
Yeah. It is, these are the things that we need to get.
These are the basics.
These are the basics. These are the foundation of us trying to become better human beings,
so
better
if
beings.
We get this perfectly that we don't lose our temper.
Ourselves. We don't lose ourselves.
We don't lose who we truly are, what we are made for.
Mm.
Then,
look there.
Once we do that, then we are on the right track into becoming a better human being.
True. So, we are all work in progress. We all have our flaws. We all have our weaknesses. We all have our baggage that we carry. When you start judging somebody, we shouldn't forget that we are also carrying a lot of baggage. Okay? The day we realize that, no, you know, I understand that person has gone wrong, that person is mean, or that person is this. What about me, bud? What about me? Okay? And the day you don't have any weaknesses and flaws, then anyway, you are never going to judge somebody else because you know how hard it has been for you to overcome.
So as soon as you judge, it comes back to you like the...
That means you have not evolved. The moment you judge, it means you are in the same level of whoever you are judging. Mahir?
Yeah.
We have... Yeah?
I understand.
Okay, may I listen? We have lived many lifetimes. We have accumulated good and the not so good. Okay? Two people have their own story going on between them, which has been going on for lifetimes. To know a bit of that story and judge that individual on that bit of knowledge that we have is not only wrong, it's stupid. It's like somebody picks up a book, reads one line and says, oh, this is nonsense. You're getting it?
Who is the cover page?
Yes, who can really judge this book? Someone who has gone from cover to cover. Cover to cover means reading inside also. Okay? How many of us can ever say that we know the complete truth about anything? What about the past? A particular issue could have started 5 lifetimes before.
Yeah.
We only know now a bit. So, we are all work in progress. Anyone who wants to judge somebody is actually cutting his or her own feet. That's why we say never judge. What is the meaning of judge?
When you are looking at somebody else's flaws and talking about it in a wrong
way. Yeah. But when you say, oh, this man is a judge in high court, what is the meaning of that?
He can tell who has done the right thing and who has done the wrong thing.
Why?
Because...
Why?
Because he has the power to do that?
No.
No?
No. It is because all the facts are placed in front of him. Both the lawyers will place all the facts in front of him, and then seeing the facts in front of him, then he will take a call. That is why he is called the judge. How many of us have all the facts placed in front of us? Because the origin of an issue could have started lifetimes before. A person's nature could have been built lifetimes before. To judge somebody is wrong, okay? You're getting it? Okay, Baba now. Jai Baba.
Jai Baba.